welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad, with me, Ameh Hafizi, co-founder of Mapalet Comics, writer of Nafiri. And also, Mapalet Comics has some other projects, Fantasy Kwasa, which could be the story of Malaysian politics, Barisan Nasional, Muafakat Nasional
actually,
against Pakatan Harapan. No,
it isn't. Actually, the Malaysian premier is there in Fantasy Kwasa, as well as Donald Trump, Jacinda Ardern, Vladimir Putin, and a bunch of other people.
Are they in Fantasy Kwasa?
Yes, but I don't refer to them by name. I call them the president of Russia, because I don't know who will be the president of US by that time. It could be AOC or Bernie Sanders or something. I don't know.
It could be by a long shot. Okay. Now, so are these also fantasy light novels?
Yes. Well, here's the thing. Fantasy Kwasa is another light novel I'm writing at the same time, because I felt constricted writing that semi-archaic, fake archaic language. So we've been writing it, and it's a sci-fi rom-com, superhero, about a guy who can transform matter into energy. And it's also it's influenced a little bit by my obsession with Lisa Manoban from Blackpink.
Is that a real person or a character?
No, she's a real character. It's Lisa Manoban is the main dancer from Blackpink, the K-pop group.
These are names that are flying right over my head. Okay.
And Jejon di Jeput Empat is actually the fourth in a series, is by John Suraya. She, about a few years ago, she got a scholarship from the Japanese government to do a PhD in manga studies in Japan.
Right. She's a Malaysian.
So she's been documenting her adventures, her quirky, cute adventures over there, a Malaysian lady in Tudong, in Japan, a young woman. And this is the fourth book, and we hope to finish the whole thing by the fifth or sixth book. And this is running up to the conclusion to the series. And we have some merchandise coming up as well. There will be like lanyards and t-shirts and special packages.
Okay, for light novels, what are the typical circulation? I mean, what kind of figures are you hitting? And that actually makes sense on a commercial basis as well.
One of the reasons why we did it as a crowdfunding thing and we pushed the marketing a bit is because Nafiri is the first time we're doing a light novel. But we have had experience with illustrated storybooks before, with Scenes of the Father, which is something I wrote as well. And it has done well. It has gone into, I think, second printing. So we're happy with that. There's also the success story of ZXU and Sharon Chin's Creatures of Near Kingdoms, which is more like a monster manual, but the format is almost, I mean, it's weird. Like, the stuff they come up with is weird, but that one is selling really fast, actually. So we think people might want, we're guessing, but it's a fun guess, that they want to see pictures and they want to read more than just dialogue bubbles. Maybe there's an audience for that, I think.
All right, okay. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands. No, what are we talking about?
Ours is a small company, actually. It's very small.
Is the market small as well?
The market, that's the thing. No one's actually keeping track. So I can't really tell you, but I'm guessing it's small.
Okay. Well, okay. So all these projects are coming online in time for the KL International Book Festival. Is that right? Yeah, which is March 27 to April 5th, you told me. Why there? Why is this an important kind of milestone in the year for you as a publisher?
Yeah, because during the PBAKL at PWTC, if it's at PWTC, usually it is one of the main places where we sell, publishers actually get to engage with a lot of readers, and where we actually sell a lot of books during that time. That's our opportunity. It's not just for me, it's actually for a bunch of other people as well. And it is really crazy. I think the figures are, years before it was 2 million plus people would come over a period of 10 days. And in recent years it's about 1.6. People have dropped recently because of the economy and other things.
Browse, I think, and just flip through books. Okay, so that's coming up again, the KL International Book Festival, March 27th, April 5th. Your books are going to have a stand there, I assume?
Yes. Yeah.
How do people buy, can they purchase books online on your stuff? Where would they go?
They can go to Maplecomics website, maplecomics.com.my, M-A-P-L-E-C-O-M-I-C-S maplecomics.com.my.
So maplecomics.com, is it?
.my.
.my. Ah, okay. Thank you so much, Amir, for being with me on
the show. Thank you for having me.
We've been talking about comics with Amir Hafizi. He's the co-founder of Maple Comics, called Maple, but pronounced Maple. And he's a co-founder along with Spiral Nizam and Anis Suhaila. And we look forward to the success of their projects. Come back next week. I'm going to be here. This is Let's Talk, only on Astral One.